Well, it's definitely the place to be at the moment. So many developments and changes in the works. No surprise that the City of Wales is hosting one of the biggest gigs of the year. I'm joined by the one and only John Ortley, Wales Manager of Communications and Public Relations. How are you going?
G'day, Rachel. Very good and very excited. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, by the sea, of course, coming to Wales, the one and only Jimmy Barnes coming to town himself, followed by Dale Braithwaite, Ian Moss, Richard Clapton and Ross Wilson. Big names.
It is. It's a big lineup, isn't it? Some legends there. You've got to say probably some of the biggest legends in Australian rock and roll music there.
That's a very big call as well. But, hey, they're backing it up with the big names, of course.
It is. And they, for their time, they've sold some of the amazing amount of records. I mean, I didn't realise that Jimmy Barnes sold more records in Australia than the Beatles.
You're kidding?
Yes.
Wowee.
Yeah, more number one hits than the Beatles in Australia. So that's, I mean, it's huge. And we all know his exploits with Cold Chisel and what a megastar he's become as a solo artist. But, of course, he's got Ian Moss with him, one of his cohorts from Cold Chisel. What are the bets they're going to do Bow River together?
Oh, I'm honestly hoping they do because that would really bring the house down.
Oh, they'll have to. The crowd won't let them off the stage if they don't.
No, of course. Daryl Braithwaite, of course. The Horses, huge song at the moment. It's really become a staple of Aussie culture. How many times do you reckon he's going to play that one?
Oh, you reckon he might do an encore?
He's probably going to have to do it six times.
He might do. Although they always end, it's one of the favourites in nightclubs, isn't it, towards the end of the night.
It so certainly
perhaps
is.
Do it early. Perhaps they'll get everyone up on stage to do Horses. Yeah, that would be something big, wouldn't it?
I hope so. Of course, Ross Wilson with Eagle Rock. Hopefully not too many trouser dropping to that one.
No, we can't promise that.
It is
a family show, though. But it could very well happen. They've got such classic hits, haven't they? Mm-hmm. You know, Girls on the Avenue, Richard Clapton, Bow River, Ian Moss, of course, Horses, and like you said, Eagle Rock stuff with Ross Wilson. A lot of people are very excited about this, and it really does fit in with the Wyala psyche. Working class man, Jimmy Barnes, Wyala working class city. It's just fantastic that this size concert is actually coming to the Eyre Peninsula full stop.
It is, of course, the City of Wyala undergoing some huge changes in the next coming years. You guys have been working on this for a while, and I think it's really the start of a huge new chapter for Wyala.
Yeah, and important to note, this is Zachariah Concerts bringing this here.
Yeah.
Who they run by-the-sea concerts all over the place, some big names, and they've decided to come here. They're running this event. Council is fully supportive of it and is helping them out wherever we can. But at the end of the day, this is a professional international concert organising company that's seen fit to bring it to Wales and bring it to Eyre Peninsula. They're very keen to get as many people from the Eyre Peninsula. If you live in Port Lincoln, Port Augusta, Ceduna, it makes it very accessible. You know, you don't have to go to town. You're just down the road to Wyala, no traffic lights to get here, and see some great acts, some great rock and music. We've had to move it to, we would not move it, but with the venue is the Oval at the Wyala High School because Aideron Gardens wouldn't have been big enough. So we've got a huge, big blank canvas on the Oval by the foreshore. Where this concert's going to happen, Rachel. It's going to be, we're expecting about 5,000 people.
Yeah, no doubt you are going to fill that oval. No doubt it's going to be standing room only because this is probably one of the biggest events of the year. I'm going to say it. I'm going to put it down there. Biggest event of the year.
Well, yeah, so far.
So far. There could be more. Hey, they could come back.
And, of course, I'll have to just a little segue to we've got Unearth at Easter as well, which we're going to have some fantastic acts there. But it just goes to show that Wyala can support these sort of events.
It is definitely a premier destination for, of course, music, arts, and it's really putting itself on the map for so many great reasons as well. So Wyala, definitely a must-visit place for everything.
Exactly, and must-visit for people outside Wyala and for the people in Wyala. Just a little bit of reward for everything that is going on in Wyala.
You
know, all the development that's happening, and this is a way of celebrating it with concerts like this, just celebrating that upward curve that Wyala's on now.
Certainly just an absolute sweetener to an already awesome city. So where can people grab tickets for this one?
They can go to Ticketmasters and grab tickets, or they can look on Facebook and look at the By the Sea concert. It's got all the details there. For example, you can bring deck chairs.
Ooh.
And you can bring empty water bottles. They will have water fountains there you can fill up. There will be food and alcohol outlets at the concert. But, yeah, bring your deck chairs, fold-up deck chairs, and a water bottle if you want to fill up with water and keep yourself hydrated, because it is pretty important.
Yes, keeping hydrated, of course. You can bring your deck chairs. You'd probably be on your feet dancing the night away, but if you're wanting a little break, a chair is a great idea.
Exactly, yeah. There will be a seating area, and there will be an area up the front, if you want to call it a mosh pit or a standing area. Not sure we'll be crowd surfing to Jimmy Barnes, but...
Oh, you never know. You never know.
It is good to get up on your feet and stamp your feet and have a bit of a boogie. So.
No doubt. Of course, By the Sea, going down in Whyalla on the 16th of February. Definitely Whyalla, the place to be so much. John Ortlieb, thanks so much for chatting with us.
Thanks, Rachel.